Welcome again to another segment of our Healthcare Heroes on KBEC. Each Friday morning at this time, we're saluting those individuals who are on the front lines working to keep us healthy and safe, and especially during this pandemic. And we're certainly excited to be saluting those individuals from Ennis Regional Medical Center. And the first of those is Brandy Krim. Brandy joins us this morning. And how are you doing, Brandy?
Very good.
You know, I love your story because you actually started at Ennis Regional Medical Center before you even obtained your RN license. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with medicine and in particular, ERMC.
Well, I was an older student. We'll just say older. I woke up one morning and said, you know, I need to set an example. And I called the school and said, hey, what program can you get me in? I'm ready to set an example for my children. And they were like, what about doing nursing? And I said, you know, I've always wanted to do nursing. I'm a little scared, but they were like, let's come in, let's do it. I interviewed with the school. They were like, I think you would be an excellent fit for the program. And that's how it all started.
So tell us about, you were so excited to get started, though, that you actually went to work at ERMC as a patient access department employee before you even got your nurse certification, right?
I did. Once I decided that that was the path that I was going to go down, I knew that the first step was not only to get into school, but also try to get my foot in the door with a facility that I could grow with. And Ennis Regional gave me that opportunity. I started during my freshman year of college. Started in the ER. I would work the night shift, go to school during the day, go home, sleep for a little bit, and turn around and do it all over again.
Wow. So that was really taking some time, but it was certainly well worth the effort because after obtaining your RN degree and becoming a registered nurse, tell us how you went from working those long hours and getting that experience and then actually getting into the medical surgical unit of the hospital.
Well, whenever I very first graduated from school, I transferred actually to one of our sister facilities, and I worked in the psych department for a number of months. Once they had a different opening, they reached out to me again and was like, hey, do you want to come back to Ennis? And I said, yes, Ennis is home. So they said, well, come on back. And I came back. I was the charge nurse on the night shift where I worked for 5 years. In 2018, I was offered the position of case manager. Was a case manager for a little over a year. And then in March of this last year, on March 6th, I was offered the position of the director of MedSurg. And had I have known then that 1 week after I took over my directorship that a pandemic was going to hit, I might have had to scratch my head a little bit. But that's kind of my history here at the hospital. I've been here a total of 7 years.
Wow. That is so awesome. And just to get a little clarification on all that, and by the way, if you've just joined us, we're talking with Brandy Krim of Ennis Regional Medical Center, and she is our healthcare hero for this week. And she is, as she just said, the director of MedSurg now at EMRC. Tell us the different of those progressions, obviously, from going to be a nurse to being a case manager and now to being a director. How did your duties change in each of those progressions?
Well, being the charge nurse, of course, you're leading your team at night, and you're doing patient care right beside on a daily basis. You're doing everything that anybody else does. With case management, you're looking you kind of take a step out of the actual active hands-on patient care, and you're looking at more of the continuing of care of the transition, from transitioning from being in the hospital to going home, making sure that that patient has everything that they need, if they needed other services, if they needed equipment in the home, if they needed referrals to different doctors. You're helping guide that part of their care so that they do have a 100% continuing of care. You do still, in case management, I would still be hands-on if, you know, if the nurses needed something, or if when I'm in the room talking with the patient, if something came up, you know, I would still have hands-on. But your care is more on that transition of when they're out.
Right.
Then being the director of MedSurg, now I am just over the entire floor. So
everything you talked about and then more, right?
that you're over now.
Well, listen, your coworkers and the executives have told us that you were just one of the real instrumental individuals and an integral part of EMRC getting that National Quality Leader designation. I know that's a real area of pride and should be for all of you at ERMC.
Yes, that was a very big, huge honor for us to be able to join the other hospitals that have this recognition. So that is one of our shining moments.
Well, the EMRC family certainly can say thank you to wonderful staff members like Brandy Krim, the director of MedSurg, and she is our healthcare hero for this week. Brandy, we appreciate the work you and your fellow staff members do, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.